We're following the surge in COVID-19 cases across the U.S., but that wave is also rolling across the world. In Latin America, there have been more than 8 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus, and countries across the region are struggling to keep up with the surge. For more, let's bring in NPR's global health and development correspondent, Jason Beaubien. Jason, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
Good to have you. And we're aware of the surge in countries like Argentina, Mexico, and Peru, but where else are you seeing big jumps in cases?
So obviously Brazil, they've had more than 8 million cases in total, and the daily numbers there just sort of keep pushing up. Colombia also has a really strong outbreak there. They're the second highest in terms of daily tallies in Latin America. And then you've got a place like Uruguay, which it sort of seemed like it was the New Zealand of South America. You know, they had hardly any cases at all through mid-November. They thought that they really had this thing under control, and now they're seeing a big surge there. They recorded more than 1,000 cases yesterday, which is sort of off the charts for them.
Yeah, last month, the first batch of Pfizer vaccines arrived in Mexico. What's the plan to get those vaccines out to other countries?
Yeah, so currently, Mexico, as you mentioned, Costa Rica and Chile, they all have started sort of limited vaccinations with the Pfizer vaccine, again, heading towards those high-risk people, frontline healthcare workers. Argentina has started distributing the Russian Sputnik V vaccine, again, also to frontline healthcare workers. But many other countries are still, you know, it's really unclear when they're going to get a vaccine. Some haven't authorized a particular vaccine. Cuba is developing its own vaccine, and it's unclear when that's going to be ready. And others have authorized a vaccine and say that they're ready, but you've got every country in the world out there scrambling for doses if they can get their hands on them. And many in Latin America are not able to get their hands on those doses right now.
Well, exactly, Jason. We've been reporting on this concept of vaccine nationalism, where the richer countries are going to get the vaccines before the poorer countries. I mean, have you seen that? Is that a problem in Latin America? Are there countries that are not getting access to the vaccine just because they're a small little country and they don't have as much power?
Absolutely. And it's a huge problem. I mean, if you look at some of the poorer countries in Central America, when they're going to get the vaccine is completely unclear. And they are dependent on this COVAX facility, which is led by the WHO, which is a coalition of 190 countries. And they're going to try to get vaccine doses from the manufacturers and distribute them equitably among countries based on their population. But so far, they haven't distributed any through the COVAX facility. Mm. And right now, it's sort of the Wild West. Whatever country can get their hands on doses, they're doing it. You've got countries that are turning to the Russian Sputnik V vaccine because it's their only option at the moment. And even China is using the vaccine that they have to try to wield influence in the region and offering it to places that are, quite frankly, desperate at the moment.
And just briefly, are there any trends that you're seeing in Latin America that you know we might expect to see cropping up elsewhere around the world?
I think you're definitely going to continue to see this trend of the richer nations getting access faster than the poorer ones. And I think you're also going to see China and Russia attempting to make use of the vaccine that they do have for their own political and geopolitical benefit throughout the region.
All right. Jason Beaubien, NPR's global health and development correspondent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.